Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. And as you know, the streets thronged over the next 48 hours with Oasis rock concert fans. But after that, I think a lot more attention will be focusing on sport and American sport as the Aer Lingus College football classic game between Kansas State and Iowa State University takes place next weekend at the Aviva Stadium. And joining me here in studio to talk about the 130 million euros that will be generated from the event for the economy is Padraig O'Kane, who is the co-founder and director of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Padraig, you're very welcome along.
Morning, Emmett.
As soon as Oasis is over, you come on to the front of the stage with your own event. How are things progressing?
Yeah, good. I guess we're really starting. People are coming in. So on average, we've about 24,000 international guests coming in, 22,000 of them from America. They're starting to arrive already. They come in and stay on average 7 days. So they're around the country, and eventually coming up to next Thursday, they'll start making their way into Dublin. But the economy is already benefiting from the tourism boom that's coming in from the game.
Yeah. So obviously you've got hotels, you've got restaurants. Just give us an idea, just sort of put flesh in the bones economically of where the money goes.
Yeah. So look, when you bring in that level of, and the benefit of a college football game against any other sport, we launch these games about 2 years, 18 months out from. So people look at it as their big holiday coming in from the States. So that they plan it. It's the bucket list to come to Ireland or come to Europe, etc. So it is hotels, it's restaurants, etc. But and tourism, and it's not just a Dublin event, as I said, it's throughout the country. Killarney and Kilkenny and Galway will be feeling it this weekend, whereas Dublin will be feeling it next weekend. I think the bigger part of it is the bigger picture side of this. It's the much more than a game side of it, where literally the American college football is the second biggest sport in America. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. We're the opening game of the season, so we're being preed in every TV, radio in America this weekend, in relation to as they focus on the college football season and the first game happening in Dublin. So that's at a time when, you know, economic and political country.
I was going to say, like, have all the Trump situation, and obviously that's not your job, right, to get into all that, but has that impacted things a little bit? We know that Americans are a bit apprehensive about travelling to Europe, and equally Europeans aren't too keen apparently on travelling to the US for a whole variety. Has that impacted anything that you're doing?
No. And we've seen no fall off at all. I think, like, I mean, we're a shop window. We're a good news story in relation to this. Is a, you know, games like this, and the much more than the game side of it, the political, the academic, the business events that happen around it are a good news, not between Ireland and America, in particular over the next week between Kansas State, Iowa State and Ireland. The amount of, it's almost a mini summit going on. There's about 15 different business academic events that are happening throughout the way. So we look at it very much of a positive side of how the two governors are coming in from both states with mini trade missions. So it's working both ways, but it's had no impact in relation to numbers coming in.
And now, obviously, most of the people you have would be US spectators, but you have some domestic at all. You've still have some tickets left. So is it the domestic audience you're looking at this stage?
Absolutely, yeah. We're not a sellout just yet. We just released the last batch of tickets into the market through Ticketmaster.ie. So if you're after a great weekend next weekend, and the nice thing about college football, they do razzmatazz so better than us. It's marching bands, it's cheerleaders, there's 110 players in each field, there's flyovers. They start the performance 3/4 hour before the actual game starts, etc. So it's a real razzmatazz. Great family day out in the Aviva next Saturday.
Yeah, so you've got the tailgate parties, is that
right? That's right.
So you've got all the
pep rallies.
And have you managed to sort of make the Aviva Stadium, which is settled in Spalls Bridge, you know, it's very much a residential, quiet sort of area generally. Have you found it hard to kind of convert the venue into a kind of a suitable venue for US college ball?
No, you know what? Everybody embraced. I think the first time this big game came in was 2012 for Notre Dame Navy, when 35,000 people came to town. We're all wondering what is going on here. And we've really embraced it, and we've Irishized it in relation to when they go tailgating, it's with their big Jeeps, et cetera, et cetera. We have pubs and we convert them instead. So with two great partners in Guinness and Teelings, we've converted a lot of pubs into Pacific Iowa State and Kansas State bars and neutral bars. And
finally,
as well.
I know there's an NFL game coming in the next while as well. Is the calendar becoming slightly too clogged with all of this?
Yeah, a lot of concerts.
Should they be separated out if that was possible to do?
We clash with Robbie Williams next weekend, you know, in Crow Park. So the city is very busy having two huge international events, well capable of doing it, etc. Could we have a big event on every weekend? Wouldn't that be the perfect world for Dublin?
Yeah, no, and also who would separate them out? You can't ring up the NFL and say, sorry, can you bring yours back a bit? It doesn't suit the traders and hotels and restaurants of Dublin. We'll have to see, get Oasis out of the way, and then we'll see where you go, because there is a lot of demand. Maybe people will stay on after Oasis and don't take the week off work. work. It's going to be interesting. Pádraic O'Kane, thank you very much. He's co-founder and director of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. That's a game taking place between Kansas State and Iowa State University.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.